Matthew 15:21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a certain woman of Canaan, that meant she was a Gentile, came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread, and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. What do you do when you don't feel accepted? When you know there's only one person that can help you and nobody else has the answer. You muster up all the faith you can to get there, only to find obstacles on your way to get to Him. What a need she had in her life. She kept saying, Lord, I'm not after the bread. I'm just after the crumbs. You know what I found out in life? A crumb from the master's table will do you more good than a loaf from the world. See, bread symbolizes life all through Scripture. She knew that her life depended upon Jesus meeting her need. Have you ever had anything in your life that was so big that if the Lord didn't help you and the Lord didn't touch you, then you just weren't going to make it at all? Have you ever had... I'm not talking about being denied a want. It's one thing to be denied a third automobile. It's one thing to be denied a tenth suit in your closet. It's one thing to be denied of extra money in your bank account. But to be denied of bread that sustains your life, that's a whole different story. She said, this is something that's a real need. We talk about needs, but really, the real needs in life, you can't measure it with dollars or anything else. The real needs in life are those times that nobody else can help you. No doctor has the right pill and no psychologist has the right answer and no preacher even seems to say the right words. Really, what you need more than the pastor is you need to get to Jesus. She said, and Lord, it wouldn't be so urgent if it wasn't just me. This is my daughter I'm talking about. You know what I found out in ministry? If you want to get yourself in trouble quick, just pick on the children. Most people will leave you alone, you know, if you pick on them. But if you pick on their kids, you've got a fight on your hands. She said, I'm not beseeching you for myself. I'm looking to you for my daughter's sake. She's vexed with this devil. Grievously vexed. I don't want the devil to have my daughter. Oh, if we could get folks with that burden in the church world today to say we don't want the devil to get our children, but we want our children to be touched by the Master's strong hand. What a difference it would make in our lives and in the world today. She had a need that was legitimate. The need was not for herself. The need was for her daughter. But still she took that chance. If somehow she could get to Jesus, everything would be all right. Then comes the arrogant disciples. She crieth out for us. Isn't it something you give people a job and they think they're something? I don't read anywhere where she's crying out for them. The truth of the matter is, without Jesus, they didn't have anything. When we start thinking that we're something, then we're not going to be of any use to God. They said, she crieth out for us. She's after us. She's just looking for us because she knows that her help comes from us. When are we going to understand our help doesn't always come from people? Even though people love us and they'll do everything they can for us, our real help comes from the Lord. And there's some things that man cannot do. Only God can do. And only the Lord can help us in our time of need. And really she was saying, I'm not trying to get to you. I'm trying to get through you to get to Jesus. But he answered her, not a word. Isn't it terrible to need to talk to somebody and they won't talk back to you? Isn't it terrible to pray and ask God to help you only to hear that the heavens has turned to lead? Well, what do you do when your body's filled with cancer and you pray but you haven't heard a word? What do you do when you're losing your job and you pray but you haven't heard a word? What do you do when you're sick in body and you pray but you haven't heard a word? What do you do when the one that you love with all of your heart is suddenly taken from you and you pray and pray and pray, but you haven't heard a word? What do you do when the people you love the most in life suddenly turns their back on you with no cause? They despise you and you pray about it and pray about it, but yet you don't hear a word. Not a word. Nothing. I'm convinced today that most marriages break down. First of all, when communication breaks down. Because when nothing is spoken, then all kinds of things are assumed. You assume everything if you don't have the right answer. If someone won't talk to you, you can make all kinds of assumptions. So I've watched people go through this dark valley and they've prayed and prayed and they've asked God. They didn't hear a word. So they start assuming things. They start assuming things like, maybe I've served God for all these years and it's all been annulled and God doesn't hear me. And maybe I thought I was doing right, but maybe this other way was really the right way. Maybe I have been living a lie all these years. Maybe I have been going in the wrong direction because we pray. We pray, and we don't hear a word. Nothing. I would rather people get mad at me and boo me when I preach as not say a word. That's the truth. See, when you don't hear a word, you don't know really where you stand. You don't know where to turn and what to do because you haven't heard move to the right or move to the left, and you're just trying to make it through and do the best you can, but still, you haven't heard a word. Not a single word. But instead, she presses through and she keeps saying, if he's not going to talk to me, I'm going to keep talking to him. I'm just going to tell him, I need you, Lord. This is too big for me. I can't overcome this. I need you. I can't seem to get this thing behind me. I need you, Lord, and without you, there's no way I'm going to make it. She didn't let the silence stop her. Most people, I'm speaking for myself and most of you here tonight, you'll go so far in your Christian life and then you'll hit something. And it'll seem like spiritually you're numb. Well, you don't hear anything. Nothing is happening. You're no longer blessed the way you were one time blessed when you came to church. And you'll just feel like the heavens have suddenly shut off and there's nothing coming in. And what you do during that time determines whether you mature in the Lord or whether you go the other way. When she didn't hear from God, him not saying anything didn't mean anything to her because she knew he was there. And she knew if she asked long enough and loved him enough that sooner or later he would stop, even to a Gentile, before the timing of God. And she knew that he was sent by God, full of God. And where God was, there was love. And she knew that God would help her in some way. So she kept pressing on and pressing on and pressing on until finally she said, "Yes, Lord, it's true. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve any of this. It's true. I'm of the Gentiles. We're like dogs in your eyes." But even the dogs deserves the crumbs that falls from the master's table. Maybe your problem tonight is God's trying to feed you. You're just not satisfied with what the meal looks like. In my house, we've got a rule. You probably wouldn't like living at my house. The rule's this simple. Anytime you don't like dinner, and anytime you don't like what Mama put on the table, you're free to cook it yourself. But you will not complain with what's set before you. We're at a place today where I think people get all these things in their mind of what God should do. And Lord, this is me speaking to you. And you've got to understand how important I am. And you've got to understand all the things that I've done. I watch this constantly in a church this size. I'll see some people that will get to a place that they'll feel they're so important, more important oftentimes than what God is, because their will is more important than God's will. But when are we ever going to learn? It is not a church like this is not built on me. It's not built on you. If you don't believe that, you wait and see. One day they'll take each of us out and bury us on the hillside somewhere. But God will still be on the throne, and they'll still be having church the next week. We're just going to be a part of something great that God is doing, and God uses us and allows us to work for Him and live for Him. And she said, "Lord, I realize without you, I don't deserve all of that. But if I could just get a crumb, just the taste of your glory, just the crumb is big enough to meet every need that I've got in my life. If I can just get a little bit of what you have, it'll all be all right." Sometimes you don't need the whole answer. You just need a little voice. Calm down. I love you. I'm going to help you. It's going to be fine in the end. But you got to trust me. Just a crumb. Just a crumb. That's all that we need. Just a crumb. I work a lot in, and have worked a lot in, countries where starvation is prevalent. We don't know much about starvation here in America anymore. We have so much, and we are blessed. Don't listen to the old negative media and tell you that you're not blessed. You are blessed. And we're not blessed either just because of what's going on in Washington. We're not blessed because of what's going on at the local courthouse. We're blessed because we still look to God in this nation, and the day we stop looking to God, we'll lose our blessings. And we are blessed. I'd venture to say probably not a one of you will put your children to bed hungry tonight. But the vast majority of this world are now third world nations, 60-70%. That means mamas will listen to their babies go to bed tonight crying with no food in the house to feed them. We're blessed. And I have seen them literally fight for crumbs. You ever been to a place where no food supplies has come in for a while? You almost have to go in with military help to distribute the food because they're so hungry that they want it. Do you know what's wrong in America today? We're not hungry enough for the things of God. We don't feel like, "Lord, if you don't bless me, I'm not going to make it through this. Lord, I need your help. I need to hear from you. I need to know that you're still on the throne and that you're able to help me in my time of need. Desperate times call for desperate measures. We keep praying for revival around here. A big revival. A revival that God starts. But I want to tell you why that we haven't seen that kind of revival come yet. We're not hungry enough for it. I'm not saying you don't love God, but I don't love God. We just haven't got hungry enough for it to tell our lost loved ones how much they need the Lord and to do our best to get the burden to get them here to see them saved. We see folks saved regularly here. But if you're not careful, you can almost get to the place as a church where you become a maintenance church. The only time you bring somebody in is when somebody else dies or falls off. Where'd all the shouting go? You know, just maintain a status quo. Am I the only one that really believes God has a lot more for us? Don't you believe that? I don't even believe we're eating the crumbs yet. Folks get blessed and folks shout and walk the aisles and the altars are lined, but we haven't even scratched the surface as to what God can do and God will do. But we've got to be hungry for it, and we've got to press through every obstacle and say, Lord, I've got to touch you more than anything in this world, because if I don't do that, everything else is in vain. So if you have a need tonight, I mean a real need. And just because you haven't heard from heaven yet doesn't mean that you won't hear from heaven tonight. God sometimes is waiting on us to show Him. He knows what we're made of. He's waiting on us to show Him just how much faith we have in Him. Is your faith strong enough to pass through those that would stop you from getting to Jesus? Get to the place where you can touch Him. Give your need to Him. If you do, I believe there's more than crumbs.